Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grab podcast. This is episode 23 and it is the 24th of April 2014. Thanks for listening and welcome along. Hope you're all well. It's been a lovely weather lately. Coming up today, I've got a few updates of what I've done in the last week. And then I want to talk about a project me and my brother have done on aquaponics. So, in fact, I'm going to start with talking about the aquaponics. Basically, aquaponics, or hydroponics, is the process of growing plants in very little soil, basically a water system, a bit like a paddy field almost, I guess you could say. And my brother is into his gadgets and stuff, and he likes playing with computers and things, so he's always building things, and he wanted to build a computer system to run a aquaponics system. Now, aquaponics and hydroponics, one has fish and the other doesn't, basically. The one that doesn't have fish, you have to add food to the water in order to feed the plants. So he's built the computer system for that. I think I've said before he's into his computers. So he's built that, and he's built a solar power system with a battery backup to power it all, and several pumps to pump water around. And what we've then done, we've got two water butts, one on higher ground and the other a bit lower. And then on the taps on the bottom of these, we've just attached a hose pipe going from the two and opened the taps up. So basically, they'll try and level out. Just use saving energy here. As the one on the lower ground fills up, the water will go obviously along the hose pipe to the one on higher ground and higher up. Now, obviously, if it goes too high, the one on the lower ground would overfill. Just means we've got to keep an eye on it. That would only really happen when it rains and water goes in there. So, what we've then done is made an A-frame system, or half an A-frame, really. And between we've got two of these half A-frames, making a triangle, and put some beams across them to make our frame to hold our aquaponic plants, which are going in some old plastic piping I've got. And we just basically attach the plastic piping. I've got holes drilled in them that we drop in some pots in. These pots will have clay balls, and in the centre, rock wall, where I've sown seeds in rock wall to start them off. And that will be where the plant grows. And basically what would happen, every hour or so, the computer will tell the pump to run, and it will pump water up into the pipes. And it will flood the system and slowly drain through. Because we've got several of these pipes, I decided the easiest way was just have one pump to pump into the top one. And it just runs through the top one, comes out the other end, and goes through a pipe to a next one, and so on down, until it reaches just above the lower water butt. And that will then pump away up there. That last one, the water will then go back into the water butt and start the system off. Now, this actually entire system only uses probably about 3 meter squared, so it doesn't use a huge amount, which I think is brilliant. And I reckon we could probably have about 30 tomato plants in this area. So when you look at it like that, it sounds quite a good idea. It may not look the most attractive thing, but if it works, and the only way we're going to tell is by doing it, you know, in a 3 meter square growing 30 tomato plants, for example, and getting, depending on the yields of the tomatoes, who knows? Only time will tell. But yeah, I mean, that's the basic plan of a system, and most of it's set up. We've got a bit more to do, but I will keep you posted on that and let you know how it goes. And once it's built, I'll obviously post some photos onto the website, theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. I'm really hoping that this would work, because although it's complicated in some ways, it's also quite easy to, it's simple in others. But if it works and we can grow so much in a small area, there's no excuse for a small garden not to grow tomatoes or not to have a space. So yeah, that's it. I'm really excited by it, really. So we will see how it goes. So with that, we're going to talk next about the garden, the kitchen garden. Okay, so at home, yeah, same as the last few weeks, not much going on really, just general tidying up. And I've been sowing more seeds. I've sown some butternut squash. The sweet corn I sowed last week and the baby squash, I've taken those out of a heated propagator and put them on the windowsill. They're growing really well, so things are looking really good there. I've obviously been putting on more and more plants. And putting them out in the cold frame so as they're ready to go. It's really, really looking really quite impressive. Well, I'm slowly running out of space. I've been in a couple of garden centres this week and, big mistake, I've brought some more plants, as you can imagine. I've brought a couple of chilli plants, some pepper plants, an asparagus plant, a black tomato plant, which is a right indulgence. Yeah, and that's been about it. The tomato plant I said I put out a couple of weeks ago, just in a pot in the garden, quite a lot of the leaves did sort of die off, but it's still holding on in there. The top leaf is still there and looking really green. So keep an eye on that. I mean, I'm going to start hardening plants off this weekend anyway and see how they do outside as we slowly get to that point where they're going to have to go out soon. They really are. I mean, May is normally when they can start going out, and I want them out there sooner rather than later, just because once they're in their final places, they really take on growth, and it's so much easier. But of course, it's difficult to predict that the weather's going to be good for them. So I'm going to have to get some fleeces just in case the weather doesn't do what it should do, in case we suddenly get a cold snap and a frost. But as always, this far south, it's unlikely. Now, I've been given a gift, which is something I really, really like. It's basically a large metal tin with five sections, sorry, one long one running a stretch of it and four smaller ones, and basically it's for storing seeds. So And the four sections are spring, summer, autumn, winter. And you also get some divider cards within them, labelled January, February, March, and so on. Now, the longer component on this, I'm going to keep some of my white labels in a pencil in, so it's definitely going to be very, very useful. And I quite like it. It's a very, very thoughtful gift. And tins I've had in the past has been a bit on the small side, and not as good. Lid comes off and isn't attached and what have you. So yeah, it's a really, really nice gift from someone. And I will review it as always, as everything, as I go along. Talking of reviewing, you may have remembered I mentioned I bought an X-Hose and was going to see how it done over the winter. I have used it recently and it's been fine. It's no leakage, nothing. Still really looks like it was brand new, like the day it was bought. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't really have a very cold winter, but I'm really impressed with them. So with that, I'm going to go on up to the allotment. Okay, so the allotment. I was up here Saturday. It was a bit later than what I planned to get here because of things at home. But I think I said I'm camping up here tonight anyway. So first thing I did was set the hammock up, and that's lovely. Now, I actually slept in the hammock that night, but the hooks I used gradually stretched out during the night, so I've now ordered some proper hammock hooks, just waiting for them to arrive, and I'll review those later. But otherwise, hammock is a brilliant idea, and a few other more allotmenteers have seen it, and all want the same sort of thing. The neighbour to me, the new neighbour, he'd asked to borrow my strimmer and brush cutter, and he had brush cutted all the brambles away that were sort of dividing our plots. I weren't too bothered by these, but they did need tidying up, and it does look so much better, and I've probably gained another foot and a half. So there's still a little patch that we need to do, but I think I may talk to him about having some sort of elderflowers or hazel trees, just in pots, just between, to act as sort of a hedge, almost an edible hedge. I've got some ideas what I want to grow for this edible hedge, and that'll be another project. I got some more wood chip, and I've done the paths around the fruit trees and stapling more poles in place to act as the borders, and the wood chip to keep the weeds down, and that's really looking good. And now I can all clear, and I can really concentrate on where the plants are for weeding. So I'm quite happy with that. And although I've lost space by having these paths, I'm thinking I can actually put some sort of like trugs or something to grow plants on, more plants and stuff on. That can also be moved around and things. Last week I mentioned I moved the box where that did have the carrots in, which was up in this fruit area. Well, in that spot now, I've planted a globe artichoke plant. Basically, because I really like how they look, and they seem like another edible food source. So I thought, why the hell not? You know, I do like my edible, and you may not recognise them as being edible. So, in fact, somebody on a forum did ask for a attractive vegetable, and I did recommend the globe artichokes. Now, the globe artichokes, you basically eat the flower head when it, or flower bud, when it's just before it flowers. Mourna at a later date, I guess, really. I popped up there today, and it's obviously Thursday, and just done a bit more weeding. And I think over the next, apart from what I've said on Saturday, all I really done was weeding and more weeding and talking to the neighbours and everyone else. And the same as today, I just popped up there for lunch and done a bit more weeding. And probably be this weekend just more and more weeding, although I may move a few plants up there. But it is just a case of getting on top of the weeding now. And once weeding's done, it's going to really look good. So with that, I'm going to wrap up for this week. And next week, I'll be back with more of the same. So thank you for listening. As always, please do comment and please do visit the website. That's theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. I am working on it to try and get it really well on Google. If you search for Veg Grower Podcast, it does come up. If you put Veg Growing Podcast, I can't get it up there at the moment, but I will. So thanks for listening. This is Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast.